Hey there. Welcome to Find the Funny with Lisa Alvarado. And this is Lucy Alvarado.
That's right. Say hello, good girl. Say, is this thing on? Is this thing on? Hello, can you hear my dick jokes? Hello? What's up, everybody?
Now we're going to get a gazillion views.
Well, this is my mom, Nellie.
Yay, yay.
Say, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to my daughter, what?
Podcast.
Podcast. Okay.
Podcast. I know, podcast. That's a weird name.
The girl. Oh, you're standing. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's very kind. You stink. You're very cute, but you stink. Lucy is going to be my special guest today, along with Sarah Laspisa, my editor. Editor and producer.
Yeah.
Which makes you a predator.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they call it in the business.
So they in the biz, we're predators.
Right, exactly. She does have to register in the neighborhood. And we're happy about that. So we will be talking about Lucy in today's episode. Yay! Finally, you bitches. Yay! She's clapping. Okay, I'm gonna put her on the mat right here in front of me. Do not look at her nips. All right. Here we go. All right. Go ahead and have a seat, sweet girl. Lay down. Lay down. Okay, so all the pet people, all the dog lovers. Yep, she's leaving. She's like, I'm done. No, let's show them the backside. There we go. Show them the backside. What's up? This is for Carolyn. You had to see the last episode if you, then you would understand. So I've had Lucy, how long have we had her? About three years.
3 years, yeah.
Maybe three and a half.
Yeah.
We adopted her. Right, sweet girl. I know. She's like, why are you putting me in the limelight? We adopted her from a shelter very close to our house. And well, I'm not going to tell you for all the stalkers. All right. you know where I live. Just look for the really cute dog poop outside. So yeah, we adopted this little nugget and she's going to leave. Honey,
she's
come here.
She's trying to find a way down.
I know. Come here. Just a little readjustment with Lucy. We're all good. She likes to be down instead of up, like most men. Okay. All right. Here we go, you guys, and counting it down. So we wanted to do this episode about our pets, about our little lovers, little furry loves. So Lucy is on her second week of chemo.
Yeah.
And she has stage 4 lymphoma.
Lymphoma.
Yeah. And I wasn't even sure what that was, but her lymph nodes and her neck and in her body and her organs have been so inflamed. I mean, to the point where she can barely swallow, which I mean, a girl's got to swallow. You know what I mean? So that's gross, you guys. Don't tell my mom I said that. And I don't anyway. So anyway, why am I so damaged? We are basically trying to save this little one's life. And it all started because when I first got Lucy, she was very, very itchy to the point where she was kind of scratching off her fur. I talk about this in my act. And the vet gave her a shot of Cytopoint, which is from a company called Zoetis, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Cytopoint almost killed her. Some dogs don't react well to it. Lucy had to have a blood transfusion, which the company actually paid for. Shocking to me that they paid for a blood transfusion. Are you trying to get away from your mom? Stop that. I got treats.
In doing the research for this podcast, I found some information from a holistic doctor who talks about the side effects of Cytopoint and Apoquel. The following is an excerpt from her video series entitled Spooky Drugs.
So today we're going to talk about Cytopoint, which is another allergy drug. There are so many of these allergy drugs because allergies are the number one problem that animals are presented to the veterinarian for. It was brought to market in 2016 in this country, 2017, I believe, in Europe. I saw something on their website that said it's been used in over 5 million dogs, and I'm sure that's an old number. It works only 60 to 70% of the time to decrease the itch. So And interestingly, in their literature, which really hard to even find information on this, I'm going to do a shout out to Jane Lister, who found the European EMA medical adverse event reports for me for 2017 and 2019, I believe, and sent them to me this morning. I tried to find them on the FDA website, and Cytopoint does not even come up. And when you go to the Cytopoint website, which is part of Zoetis, and when you click on drug insert for Cytopoint, it takes you to the drug insert for Apoquel, because they recommend using both of these together. Talk about a double whammy. Let's just destroy everything. So, side effects: itching, dermatitis, ear infections, skin infections, red skin, and hair loss. Perfect. Isn't that what we're trying to get rid of? Vomiting, diarrhea, lethargy, anorexia, behavior changes, and hyperexcitability, because this does cause neurologic disorders. Hyperthermia, which is an elevated body temperature for no good reason. Urinary incontinence. Immune suppression and autoimmune disease, including autoimmune hemolytic anemia and immune-mediated thrombocytopenia. Seizures, convulsions, ataxia, liver damage, clotting disorders, anaphylactic reactions and shock with facial swelling and hives, cannot be used in dogs under 8 pounds, breeding or pregnant dogs. And the European post-market reports are showing immune-mediated hemolytic anemia and immune-mediated thrombocytopenia, respiratory tract disorders, neurologic disorders, blood and lymphatic disorders, and blindness. Perfect. Just what we need. Now, they say that these side effects are rare to very rare, which means they're anywhere from 1 to 10 dogs per 10,000 injections given. Again, if I happen to have the one dog, that's 100% for me.
So she had a blood transfusion to save her life because her red blood cell count went down to about 14, and it should be at like 34. I'm going to put her down because she wants to go down. They didn't say, yes, our thing causes this, our medication causes this, but they're like, huh, that's weird. That's so ironic that you gave your dog this thing and now it's almost dead. That's crazy. Let's give you $3,000 to help you pay for these medical bills. So that's what happened. So I never reported them. I never did anything because they helped. That was the first round. That was the first thing that happened with the Cytopoint and the company, and they owned it. Flash forward, what, a year and a half or so?
Yeah.
I think about a year and a half. She's still itching. So we put her on, what's the name of the pill?
Apoquel.
Right, Apoquel.
Apoquel.
That is also from the same company, Zoetis. And if you read about Apoquel and Cytopoint online, or you can research videos, they actually say as one of their disclaimers, if you use this product on a dog, it can cause cancer in animals that have a pre-existing disposition.
Compromised, immune.
To cancer.
Yeah.
All dogs and all people have a predisposition to cancer.
Yeah.
Our bodies are constantly eliminating those free radicals and bad blood cells in our system so that it doesn't develop into cancer. So what this medication basically does is it stops the receptor in the brain that tells her to itch. It works fantastic. I mean, she stopped itching, but I don't want her to stop breathing. Can we get to that?
Exactly.
Zoetis, like, we want her to stop itching, but stopping breathing or stopping her heart is not the plan. So flash forward now to a year and a half later, she developed stage 4 lymphoma. We didn't know. The only indication was that her tonsils were getting pretty swollen and her backside was all red when she would poop. And we took her to the vet. They didn't see anything wrong.
Actually, that's almost why we caught it, because it was like, I feel
immediate.
Like a combination between somehow the Apoquel and the Simparica
flea pill.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe not. I don't know, but definitely it just flared up.
It flared up. Like she changed
overnight.
She stopped eating.
Yeah.
She stopped pooping. It was really sad. And then we did blood work, and that's where the evidence was that she had cancer.
The following is a continuation of Dr. Morgan discussing the side effects of Apoquil.
So let's talk about, I'm going to talk about all the different side effects that we can see with Apoquil. I should have put it live on that page too. There's an Apoquil page for pet owners who have had pets on Apoquil and had a million problems on Facebook. So Apoquil is an immune modulator metabolized in the liver and excreted through the liver and kidneys. Currently, there are no FDA safety alerts or manufacturer's warnings, which I think is really scary. However, if you take the time to download or ask your veterinarian for the drug insert, we're going to go through that. There's lots of scary stuff in there. But most of the time you're not given the scary information because they don't talk about spooky drugs. So common side effects, vomiting, diarrhea, anorexia, increased thirst, very common. Pancreatitis, big problem. Behavior changes, aggression, hyperreactivity, and seizures. So what that says to me is the neurologic system is also being affected by this drug. Heart damage, liver failure, kidney damage. Well, that's most of the important organs. The problem is that cells in our body are mutating all the time. And our immune system runs around and kills off mutated cells because they're like, ooh, they're ugly. They're bad. They're not supposed to be here. That's a foreign body. And our immune system kills them off. Well, what happens when we stop the immune system from working? Those mutated cells go, ooh, this is fun. I'm going to make more. And then we get cancer. And that is one of the biggest problems with this drug. So in a long-term trial where they looked at dogs that had been on Apoquil for long-term, within 392 days, 5% of the dogs developed cancer. So that's 13 months, 5%. Millions and millions and millions of doses of this drug are sold. So, and not all adverse events are reported to the FDA. We estimate that 1% is reported. Most veterinarians will not report because part of the problem is getting them to believe that your dog's cancer is, or your dog's pneumonia is related to the drug. So reported to the FDA in decreased order of reporting frequency, vomiting, lethargy, anorexia, diarrhea, elevated liver enzymes, skin inflammation and infection with crusts, toe infections, seizures, increased drinking, and Demodex. Benign, malignant, and unclassified tumors, skin masses, including papillomas and histiocytomas, lymphoma, and other cancers, and death. That's what's been reported to the FDA.
You will find more links, resources, and information in the show notes.
We just wanted to give you the heads up. Do your research. Apoquil, Cytopoint, Zoetis is the company that makes it.
Just like, you know, your own health. Read the box, read the side effects.
Right, exactly.
You've got to do it with the dogs.
Right, exactly. I thought because Lucy has herpes that she would be running around and climbing mountains and all of this stuff. She doesn't, but I might. I'm kidding. I don't. Why did I get the dog in the first place? I haven't had a dog in so long, since I was a kid. The reason I got the dog was for my dad, because my dad has very severe depression. And I was not going to get him a cat because then he would have killed himself for sure. I mean, of course.
We all would have killed ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yay, cat people. Not so much. I just lost every cat fan I ever had.
There goes all the cat fans.
I'm okay with that. So my dad has severe depression and he doesn't like going out. He's not very personable with people he doesn't know. But we thought, the doctor thought, maybe a small pet would get him outside. The dog just happened to be too much work for him. He couldn't train it. He's in his 80s. And with the depression, every day is different. So it just didn't work out so that I kept the dog. But I'm on the road so much that Sarah became basically the second mommy.
Foster mom.
Yeah, yeah. And Lucy loves Sarah. So, you know, we're raising this dog and we're trying to feed her well and all this stuff. She has a bunch of allergies and, you know, they never tell you the stuff that's wrong with the dog when you go and adopt it because right. they want you to take the dog.
Right.
We think she's about 8 years old right now. So for her to have gotten stage 4 lymphoma, it does happen, but it's not as common in a healthy dog. So we knew that every time she got sick, it's because we gave this company's pills or products to her. And she like right away would just get sick. Right now, we're going through the process of trying to get reimbursed by the company once again for these round of chemo treatments. And they haven't approved it yet, but I'm hoping that they will because that's the right thing to do. And had I known that this would have made her so sick, we never would have given her these pills. We just yeah. would have tried to find a homeopathic way to relieve the itching.
The thing is that the veterinarians have been told this is such a rare thing.
Yeah.
So they don't even inform you really.
Right.
And they the holistic doctor was saying to me, like they give out the Cytopoint like candy.
Yeah.
Because it just makes it easy on the owner.
Right.
You know, because of the itching. And,
right.
And it is allergies and stuff so bad.
Right.
You know.
So a veterinarian gives a Cytopoint shot once every 4 to 6 weeks. So basically once a month to control the itching. But what they don't tell you is it's $75 to $100 per month that you're going in for. So of course the doctors are going to prescribe this because you have to go in once a month mm-hmm. and spend $75 to $100. So your dog gets this injection
yeah.
that only lasts a month.
Yeah.
And my dog had a really horrible reaction to it. Other dogs have had bad reactions, but nobody is telling people because it's such a moneymaker.
Yeah.
It's like
just like all kinds of pharma.
It's all yeah. kinds of pharma, but it's killing our pets, which is just so sad because
yeah.
us as owners are trying to protect these little fur balls. They depend on us. And here we are injecting them with poison. Oh, you're itching? There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, you know, you yeah. feel so bad for them. But I just wanted to do this episode so that, you know, I'm not saying that this company caused it, but I am. I'm literally saying do your research on
yes.
the stuff that you give your dogs.
Yes.
Like there's another gentleman that did, I forgot his name, but if you Google or go to YouTube, Google Cytopoint or Zoetis, which is the company that makes Cytopoint and Apoquil, which are the anti-itch medication for dogs. He gives a whole account and he's done all the research on the chemicals that are in there, what it causes in dogs. That was one of the first things that I Googled and saw, and I really believe that he's right.
And if we can find it, we'll put...
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes if
yeah.
we can find this video. But basically, I just wanted to let you guys know, because I know that this is not the only dog that I know of that has had problems or died or the result was cancer. So
right.
it's really sad. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up on this company, do the research. And I know that there are dogs. One of my girlfriends has a dog that was on Apoquil for years, like 4 or 5 years, and the dog was fine. If you had told me years ago that I would be spending money on chemo for a dog, I would have said, get the fuck out of here. You are crazy. I would never do that. Not because I don't love dogs. I love dogs, but I also love shoes. I'm going to need a facelift. I'm going to need work, you guys. How am I supposed to put $10,000 into a dog? Yeah. You know what I mean? By the way, this is a true story. My friends that have dogs and cats, they found this cat was basically just kept coming into their yard and they started feeding it and, you know, became a part of the family. So this cat had, I don't know if you've ever heard of this. I forgot the condition. It's when it was a male cat. Their P pee, their urethra gets blocked.
Oh.
Like it just gets blocked. So they have to literally have a $2,000 surgery.
Whoa.
To unblock it.
Wow.
And a certain percentage of cats, male cats, have this problem. So after they spent $2,000, it like happened again, like maybe 4 weeks later. And the doctor was like, oh, it won't happen again. It's fixed. You're good. But some cats, it continues to happen over and over and over. So the cat kept getting blocked. So it would just start screaming in pain because it couldn't pee. So when its bladder is like extended and it could die very easily. So they took it back to the same vet. The vet was like, your cat cannot survive this.
Oh my gosh.
So what they ended up doing with the cat is cutting off its penis and making it a girl.
Oh my God, they transitioned her?
Yes. So now they call it Catlin.
I love
it. It's the truth. I've never heard anything crazier. So now their cat is a chick. So literally, I didn't know you could have a sex change operation for your pet, but didn't have a choice because it kept getting clogged.
Wow.
And it was like $2,000 every time they had this surgery, which was a major surgery. So they cut it off and they put the rest of it on the inside.
Wow. Oh.
And I was like, do you take the balls too? Or do you leave the balls? Or does she wear dresses now?
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing I have ever heard. But this goes to show how we love our pets.
Yeah, what we're willing to go through.
I know. We're always like, oh, that's so dumb. You're going to do that. You're going to pay for that. And then I'm like, hi, chemo.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
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 We're going to make this 2 episodes. That's right. You just watched part 1 and Sarah, my buddy, is going to be here for part 2. So tune in 2 weeks, you guys, right here on Find the Funny with Lisa Alvarado. Sarah and Lisa. Yeah. And Sarah, the predator. You guys, we need you to follow on YouTube. Please, that would be awesome because it helps us monetize. Why should YouTube keep all the money when my face is on the video? Lisa Alvarado, comedian, okay? And I think I'm going to make a new Instagram page. It will be Lisa Alvarado Comedy because they took Lisa Alvarado Comedian from me.
That's not nice.
But we'll start over and we'll have better followers because some of you were creepy. Let's just be real. But we will see you in 2 weeks. Okay. Like, subscribe, share. Love you guys. Bye.
I hope everybody listen to my daughter and see it and laughing with her because she is very funny.